Kuf Yud Ches, I'll say there. Ah, make sure you read my article this week in Chadash. Maybe I don't have to give a Shabbos HaGadol to Russia. Just read the Chadash article, pass it out. We'll print it up and pass it out. Simen Kuf Yud Ches, Yehadar Achayayin Yofa, good wine, Matuk Rouge Soft, everybody. That's what I use, Kedem Matuk Rouge Soft.
What?
Kedem Matuk Rouge Soft. It's red, no sugar, not mavushal, low alcohol, but not like, not kal, it's not yayin kal, it's like, I think 6%. Maybe Matuk Rouge Soft. That's what it's called. That's the wine. That's what you use. That's what we all use. It took me years to convince everybody. And we mix it with non-mavushal grape juice. I realize it's hard to get. I didn't realize it. It's hard to find.
What is hard?
No. The grape, the kedem, big, large size grape juice in a glass bottle as opposed to a plastic bottle, and that's not mavushal. They don't carry it everywhere. You have to look for it. So far, the only store I found that has it is the store on Omos in Geula that sells all kedem products, and all the stores have just the plastic bottles or the small glass bottles, which are mavushal. But if you want non-mavushal grape juice, for the seder, so you have to, I don't know, yeah, so far I only found it. Last year my wife told me Achi Kedai had it, but they didn't have it this year. So we went to the Omos store. I don't know if you have to be marked with it. That's all if you want grape juice. You can buy grape juice with the B'dat Sech, Israeli grape juice. Nothing wrong. Or you could buy Yayin Kal. That's what we used to use. Now the people that want Yayin Kal just mix the Matuk Rouge Soft with the grape juice. And they make their own Yayin Kal. So you get good wine. We're very weak. You know, you take good wine, you like after two kosos, boom. V'myesh benimtzu Yayin Odom, Yofek Mohalovon. If, I guess, apparently white wine is considered better than red wine. She's saying if you have red wine that's as good as the white wine, and it's as kosher as the white wine, then it's better than white wine. Better to use red than white on the Seder night. It's more kosher to be red.
You can always make a white wine red. It's not so
what?
Difficult. You can always make a white wine red.
No, I don't know if you're allowed to. It's not posted. You're allowed to.
Put a little red in and then you add your white.
If you put the red first, yeah. You have to be careful. Even though ain't Sviya Ba'ochlin, there's no Isser to dye, D-Y-E, food. But there is a Chumrah if you, Dafka, want it to be that color. Now, ain't Sviya Ba'ochlin means we don't care in the fish if it gets red from the grain, because you don't care. But Pesach night, for example, where you want it to be red, and you add red wine to white wine, that would be a problem if your dafka want it to be colored. Ari is pointing out, rightfully, that if you put the red first, there would be no problem. Mashma shechashivusu shel yayin hu kshehu odom vod v'sheyesh b'zeich l'adam shayaparo shochet as yalda b'nei Yisrael. They're not so tipshim uscholim. Probably the kids had to write that. They know it's not true. So the Klal Yisrael refrain from taking
red wine.
Tziv beis l'tzorech tibul rishon shehu karpas nogan harbi likach. Petroslia, what's that? Parsley. I used to use potatoes, but then I stopped because the whole point why you're doing it is, I mean, that part of the thing is that you're washing your hands, and you're washing because of dover shetibulo b'mashke, something that you dip. You're really supposed to wash a whole year round. We don't do it a whole year round, but at least Pesach night we do it. So then I had 1 year that potatoes you always eat with a fork. You would never take it with your hand and dip it. And something that you always eat with a utensil, you don't have to wash. You don't have to wash if you dip it. So I started eating celery, which people would always eat with their hands. So that's why I stopped using potato. What's the cheshbon of potato? I don't know. I mean,
people should ask.
People still use potato. No, so really, I mean, the rest of my family eats potato. They look at it as the first course anyway. They don't care. Karpas, marpas. I'm hungry.
I'm supposed to have less anxiety.
It's a big potato.
Sheyesh lo tam tov kshuchai. Vamuchu lakachas snon. What's snon? Radish? Radish. Mm-hmm. Yeah, how come we don't eat anything you can't peel. We don't eat Pesach.
You don't have to peel a radish.
No. We do. We don't. My wife and me, we both have the same minog. We don't eat we peel everything for Pesach.
Oh, I see.
Chumrah. It's chumrah. So we never had tomatoes Pesach. But my wife can't live without tomatoes. So she peels them. She actually peels the tomatoes. The tzorach moror. What?
Buy them raw and peel.
Tzorach moror nogin likach tamchas chrein, what we call horseradish. V'chiven shu chorif ma'od. I'm not sure what he means. Maybe a different kind of chrein. If you eat chrein raw, it's not chorif at all. I don't think. I think it gets chorif when you rub, when you grind.
No, you have a piece that's strong.
Yeah?
But you
kill it or... B'chol and l'foror you could be mefarer it, you could rub it. You could, not rub it, what's the word?
Grate it.
But you have to make sure that it doesn't lose its taste.
Chutzlaritz,
you know, it has to last for the second night. Here, it's like, even if you do it in the daytime, it's a few hours later. Big machlokas in my household, we do it by hand. Because half the house insists that if you do it by machine, it loses its harifus. And the other half says it's not true. Anybody have an opinion?
I've always done it by hand.
By hand?
Yeah.
And you always want
to eat. Oh, yeah.
Well,
big time.
V'yesh l'foro, he says to do it at night when you come home. If you do it in the day, it's gonna dissipate. The marirus. The miser doesn't happen. Almor pretty much. You gotta get a good piece.
And you put it in a glass container.
It's certainly, vacuum packet, yeah. Sort of, right? Yomt, if you're allowed to do it with a shinui, Shabbos, you can't do it at all. If it's Shabbos next year, I think the first Seder is going to be Shabbos. The only Seder. The first day Pesach next year is Shabbos. So, you have to do it before Shabbos. But we do it in the daytime anyway. I don't know when they did all these things. They had long nights, man. You come home from shul, you start grating the chrein. I don't know.
You're about 2 o'clock on the 14th.
We do it later, daylight savings time. Avol Yosef Tov, and everybody says, hooray. Lakachas chazerish yichasa, which is lettuce. Some say romaine lettuce dafka, which is the common minig, even though some take plain lettuce, but most people take romaine lettuce. Shanoach la'ochla, no problem eating it. Benikas morar, why is it morar at all? Because if it stays in the karka, the root becomes very bitter. Nasa kelach mar. The yitzu gambalana shekorin vermuta, anybody? At one tekufa when I was probably 20 years old, people started using whole controversy developed over endives. It's endives, some people said, because it says hindiva. But some people said that's Belgian endives, these endives, that endives. It's not really endives. But it always had a different name. They just called it endives. I remember using it one year, and then not anymore. Kol aminim sheyotzim behem, it's tarfin, you could combine, you could take a piece of lettuce, if you use the leaves, you could put some real moror in it, and then like wrap it up, and it's mitztarif to form the kazayas. You can combine the lettuce and the horseradish. The yotzim behem ba'olim, the leaves and the stems. Avalobus Roshim, not the root. I don't know, I never saw the root. Roshim Akitanim. Okay, Kelach. Better to use the leaf. So my, again, early in my life, before Gush Katif came popular, so, I don't know. You know, it's very, very hard to check. I mean, it took hours and hours and hours and hours to check the romaine lettuce. Then we became smart one year, and we just threw out the leaves, and we just used the stalks. So it didn't take long at all. It was very, very expensive, because we just threw out like 80% of the lettuce.
But actually, isn't that observing the mitzvah more, because it's the stalks of the roots that get bitter, not necessarily the leaves?
Then one year they came out with Gush Katif in America and Muncie. And the whole controversy developed, if you can trust it, you can't trust it. Now, everybody, we call Mokom Tov Yosel Yitul Olam, Yesh Oimrim, he says, better to take the leaves, because you're not sure if the stem is the stem or the roots. Okay, you take whatever you took last year. Acharoses, Sorosh Atiya Ova, it should be thick. Zeichel Atit, it should be like mortar. When it comes time to dipping the moror, I don't know how you dip horseradish. How are you supposed to dip horseradish?
If you're taking a piece, you could. Maybe the grated one we're talking
about. The grated, so you get a clump. I don't know, you take a clump.
Or you do the leaf thing, wrap the horseradish.
Yeah. I'm talking about if it's horseradish, I don't know what you're supposed to dip. Like, everybody says to grate it, but obviously if you're supposed to dip, I don't want to say obviously, but if you're supposed to dip it, I don't see how you could have grated it.
Slices.
Okay, but they're talking about rabeisen means, okay, you put in wine.
Why do you have to do it then? Why couldn't you be prepared that way?
I don't know. You make the charosos out of different peros. You get a charosos recipe, even if you didn't go to Tel's yeshiva. If you went to Tel's, you get charosos in the mail. You get Hanukkah licht, colored candles, and charosos. That's what they mailed over the whole United States. So he says the different ingredients in charosos. Malach. Okay. Let's learn more. I'll cash a quarter to 10 bucks for the other. Shkara beis hamikdash tefei. Tikva chacham shiel ha-shulcha b'shal samiris ha-agoda shnei minei tavshilin. Two kinds of meat, or two kinds of foods. Echad zecha l'karbon Pesach. One is in commemoration of the Karbon Pesach. Echad zecha l'karbon chagiga. Shoyim akrivim b'zman shal beis hamikdash ha-yakayim. A Karbon chagiga, a special chagiga of Yudalit. Brought Erev Pesach, a chagiga brought Erev Pesach, not to be confused with the chagiga that's brought on Yom Tov, which is called the Shalmei chagiga. V'nagu shekel min atavshilin yabosar, which I don't know, people take from a chicken, a wing. We always try to get taco what the Shulchan Aruch says, from the zroa, taka the zroa.
When it says
Zroa,
if you're taking from a chicken, what you want to do?
They take the wing.
The wing, not the leg.
Zroa, I don't know. I forgot already. I haven't had a chicken in so long.
Yeah, what's the shame?
I've seen both. I've seen people with the wing.
Zroa would be the wing. How many legs does the chicken have?
Two.
The wing would be the wing.
Zroa would be the wing.
Is like the arm. So the arm would be the wing. Right. The leg is the legs.
Right.
Zroa means arm. If you're going to talk about a zroa and a chicken, it's going to be the wing.
Okay.
Hello. Oh, wrong number. Are you in the house, maybe?
Cross out all those pictures, you know.
Okay, I meant to call mommy in the middle of the night.
Chicken neck.
A lot of them
are
showing
the chicken neck.
It's against the Masorah of the Haggadahs. They all show a picture of a pulky.
I gotta ask my wife. We haven't done a chicken in years. We get a zroa. We have it in with the butcher.
But they don't grow New York. So how is it worth it to get orange in New York?
Zroa and a tuya, Luzicha. Shagolam HaKadosh Baruch Hu zroa and a tuya. B'yanitzla l'agacholam. Hello, is mommy home? Zeichel l'pesach, shoyetz liyesh. But you shouldn't say, hello. Yeah, first of all, did you get a zroa this year? Okay, we're sitting around here learning in the Shulchan, in Kitzah Shulchan Aruch. When people use a chicken, what part of the chicken do they use?
The neck.
Wing. Wing or neck? What's the cheshbon of a neck? What's the cheshbon of a neck?
I don't know why.
Because it's bone and meat. Isn't the wing bone and meat? Okay. Okay. Okay, thank you. But she doesn't know, maybe they couldn't afford to waste the wing. Everybody's grandparents used
the neck. I always use necks. I've never understood how you stop using chicken.
She says she got 5 zroas. I insist that every married couple have their own kaira. I insist, even though I don't insist that they have their own Kiddush or Lechem Mishnah every Shabbos, I'm talking about. But I insist they have 3 matzahs and a Seder plate. Married couples should have their own, because I try to use the Seder plate the way it's supposed to be used, to use the Seder plate. It doesn't work if you have like 18 kids, because all the Seder plates I ever saw, like little, not even enough for one person. So I got the biggest Seder plate I could find. Now it's only me and my wife and 4 kids, so okay, it's still not enough, not nearly enough. But
I'm sorry, what's the cheshbon again? That one Seder plate is not enough for everyone, so therefore the Rebbe wants everyone.
Well, first of all, I want everybody to have 3 matzahs so that they can do the, you know.
The Rebbe wants anyone who's married or anyone who's
married. No, only okay. married. And the Seder plate, because I want the Seder plate to be used the way it's supposed to be used, which means to use the Seder plate to give yourself karpas and moror, and even though it doesn't work out, because I've never met a Seder plate that has enough
moror. I have enough moror.
Even though I looked my whole life and I have the biggest Seder plate I could find, but it's still not enough, nowhere near enough.
They have like jugs underneath.
No, I have a very, very, very big sandwich. A very beautiful one. I found it in a store, like a Maisa Uman Mamish, like a real work of art. Beautiful. And it's very big, huge. And it has the 3 matzahs go inside.
So what's the true
zroa? Zruzo, I don't know what it's called. Let me ask you what it's called. The true zroa is from an animal, because it's Seichel the carbon Pesach also.
Just a piece of meat from the farm.
It's supposed to be meat and it's supposed to be meat and bone. What is it supposed
and
to
bone,
be?
I mean, it's an animal like it's huge.
I was growing up, we were told not to use actual attempt grown onions like that for the carbon base up, because since the base on meat dash isn't here, that you don't want people to mistake.
You might not
yeah,
say,
what's the zroa? If someone wants the zroa, what do they ask the butcher for? Don't be a wise guy.
What are you asking for? Charge me extra.
Okay. Yeah, but do you know what part of the animal is it? Do you know?
Number 27.
Okay. Okay. Okay, okay, fine. Okay, thank you. Okay. Okay, bye. So go to the butcher, ask for a zroa. So it's a 4 leg. What is it?
So it's a piece of the meat and a piece of
bone. You're going to get a piece of meat and bone. That's what it should be ideally, meat and bone. And then you roast it over the fire. Okay, we'll stop. You know, there's a basic machlokas